Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Any NBA coach is out there throwing chairs. Assistant coaches are slowing them down. I just couldn't believe there was no reaction. I felt like that got thrown under the bus. I understand the NBA rule was made, but
It was like we made a big deal of it. We talked about it. But what could you do once the screw-up happens?
Yeah, there was nothing Tom Thibodeau could do. Maybe he understood that there was nothing that he could do.
Like my suggestion the day we talked about it on Friday was redo the free throw. Like, just redo the on-purpose missed free throw.
Right.
Because the free throw was missed on purpose. So it seems like an innocent thing to replay. But luckily, I think the main reason it did get buried is because it really had no impact.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you ready for this?
What?
So Ian Begley tweeted out the Knicks-Celtics schedule, assuming the Knicks can advance and win Game 6 or win Game 7. So that's always fun to look ahead. So I was looking at the schedule, see some interesting things personally, but I see something really interesting for our city. Game 6 of a potential Knicks-Celtics series at Madison Square Garden would be on the same Friday night where Tiki Barber and Sean Morash have asked Yankee fans to politely turn around and not react to the returning Juan Soto because it's game 1 of the Subway Series.
That reminds me on May 16th. Friday, May 16th, you guys are probably be tailgating and liquored up, ready to boo Juan Soto, but don't do it. Don't you dare do it. Instead, I want you to stand up, turn around, face the back of the stadium, and stand there and do absolutely nothing.
So, Tommy?
Nothing.
Tommy, you know how much I love and respect you. If the Knicks advance, I would be more than happy to give you my Game 6 Knicks-Celtic tickets. But the problem is it's Mets-Yankees that night at Yankee Stadium. Mm. What do you do, sir?
Oh, in times, and we are in war times, the leader must be on the battlefield. I will be at Yankee
Personal
Stadium.
Day.
You'll be where?
The Mets-Yankee game.
Game 6 Knicks-Celtics?
Oh, my God.
There is a story that must end here. And we must.
Oh, my God.
You think I'm missing that moment? No shot.
Are you on?
Knicks? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Sean, take it away.
My God,
what
Tommy.
What if the Knicks are up, too?
Oh, my God. Think about what a Game 6 would mean. It's one of two things. Either the Knicks season is on the line,
or they're
looking to clinch, or they're looking to force a Game 7 versus the Boston Celtics.
At home. Potentially the last game of the season.
And for our WFAN audience, from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m., the Knicks fan we look to in times of the positive Tommy is telling you a regular season baseball game is far more important to be in attendance than. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear his Knicks circus act. Mm. I don't want to hear about the dogs, dudes damage. I don't want to hear about they're going to do damage next year. You care more about regular season baseball.
You went to Billy
than
Joel.
Your Knicks season.
You went to Billy Joel during a Ranger playoff game.
Yep.
You
Guess
left
what?
This building during a Net playoff game when they actually used to go to the Net playoffs. You asked me a question. I gave you an answer.
Sure.
If you don't like the answer, go kick rocks. I don't know what to tell you.
That's
you
it.
You asked me a question.
That's it.
Meanwhile,
That's
for
it.
The audience, I was in the newsroom when they were setting this up or setting me up, so I didn't really hear the entire setup.
Well, that's the setup. It's believe it or not.
Give it to me again, because you know I wasn't here, so you sandbagged
It's
me.
Over. It's over.
No. I'm going to give him a reprieve.
Steve. Yes. You knew I wasn't sitting in here, and you still asked.
All right, take two.
Stop. Thank you. Yeah, Tiki's entitlement. Take two.
I'm not noticing that. I didn't care that you were in the studio. I'm still doing the show, but let me rephrase
it. But I wouldn't know the setup.
That's right. I'm on your side. Let me reset it up for everyone in the audience who may have missed it.
Yeah, let's bring that back down again. One, come down to three, two, one.
Line, please.
Go. Ian Begley of SNY tweeted out the Knicks-Celtics schedule, assuming the Knicks advance. Okay?
I'll probably wait on that.
So there are a few things about the schedule that personally affect me. Like, for example, I'll give you a personal note. Game four at Madison Square Garden is the same night as the NBA lottery. So for me, that would be very tricky to go to since I'm going to be completely wasted the night of the lottery out of nervousness. So personal thing, no one else cares, fine. Game six of that series at Madison Square Garden will fall on the same night of game one of the Subway Series between the New York Mets and the New York Yankees.
Mm.
That's the setup. So I ask you, Tommy, if I offered you my Knicks-Celtic tickets that night, what would you do?
Well,
Would you say I'm in, or would you go to the Mets-Yankees?
We're doing a broadcast from Yankee Stadium, so wouldn't I already be at Yankee Stadium, which would make it quite difficult to get to the Garden?
You left that part out? Not difficult at all. Mm. Six o'clock? Yeah, that's amazing.
So 6 o'clock, I'd be there for tip. You're asking me which game? Yeah, I guess I got to go to the Garden. I want to be at the Met game, though.
I'm not forcing your arm.
You're forcing me, twisting my arm. You basically made, you know, you stoned me just 2 seconds ago. This guy's dragging me through the streets.
It's technically a Yankee game.
Yeah. And you just said it. You just said, but I want to be at the Met game, though. That's
I do.
Okay.
Of course I do. But I want to be at the Knicks game, too.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. He's a bigger Met fan. That's it. That's what we found out.
Is this the game here to see what I'm a bigger fan of? There's no game. I'm asking you a question. Like, I could tell you personally what happened to me. May 18th, 2007. May not mean anything to you guys.
No.
The New Jersey Nets played game six of the Eastern Conference semis, very similar, against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Vince Carter was on the Nets. LeBron was still very young, obviously. And that was game six. Nets are down 3.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You too. Friday night at Shea Stadium, Mets-Yankees. I had never missed Mets-Yankees. And so I remember my dad saying, what are you going to do? And I said, here's what I'm going to do. And this was my final. By the way, do you guys have a prediction on what I did?
Mm.
I was also on the air the next day doing a Saturday show right here on The Fan with special guest co-host Ron Darling.
You went to the Nets game.
I went to the Nets game. Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction.
You guys got a prediction on this?
You didn't go to either.
I didn't go to either. That's a fair prediction.
I like that one. You went to the baseball game.
I went to game six between the Nets and Cavs, DVR'd the Mets, and somehow got home. I think it was actually like a girlfriend's house. Got to wherever I was going. Watched the Mets-Yankees game. I'll never forget it because my dear friend Chad, who's on the chat, took my place and sat with my dad. He's a big Yankee fan.
Oh, get out.
But
that's
my dad's known him since he was a kid. So Chad was pumped. My dad was good because he didn't want to go by himself. Right. I'm sure he loves Chad. I go to Nets-Cavs. I watch the game on DVR. And if memory serves correct, you can look it up. Oliver Perez pitched for the Mets, and they won. They won like a really tight, close game. But it was not an easy decision to your defense, Tommy. Like, there's no great answer to it,
but
I value the playoffs in the NBA more than I do Subway
Series. Let me
throw
this one back at you. 10 years from now.
First of all, before you continue, don't get mad at me. I'm not looking for anything.
I'm mad at you because you facilitate this.
I'm just giving you options.
Okay, fine. Let's go with that. You're not trying to give me... Yeah, why are you giving me the options, though?
Because it's a great question.
No matter what I pick, I'm wrong.
But I just told you what I did.
I don't give
was
a...
Was I wrong?
I don't care what you did. But, all I know is you shut up over there.
Why is he mad
no
at
matter
me,
what
Chicky?
Door I pick,
I, have no idea.
I get dumped
this.
On.
That's not true.
Can I say something else here?
As long as you take a chill pill. Like,
I'm
not against
you. I will not
take
no such pills. I'm like, done doing that.
When sorry. I saw that Celtics, when I talked that Celtics-Knicks would go against Mets-Yankees, okay. I thought it was interesting to bring up, especially for someone like you, who's a diehard Knicks fan, who's well, really into Mets-Yankees.
Let me give my answer.
You can give an answer, but can now, you pipe that and not be mad at me? I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm always mad
We're
at you.
We're just predicting options.
Thank
but
you.
But Tiki, so. Evan, he's P.T. Barnum. He sets this up, and it's, you know, Sean to rip on me. I know
I
the whole deal.
Just asked the question.
He'll be squirming tomorrow, then it's his turn. 10 years from now.
About?
10 years from now.
Yes.
What will you, we as sports fans, remember more? The first time Juan Soto steps to the plate and Yankee fans turn their back on him, first Subway Series game, or Knicks Celtics game six?
You want my answer?
What is the bigger sports moment 10 years from now we remember?
My answer is not even close.
It's Juan Soto.
It's Knicks Celtics. Mm. I put playoffs ahead of anything, especially regular season baseball games.
This is not just a regular season game.
Hold on. What if
it's bigger than
that. But Tommy, what if the Knicks stun us, beat the Celtics? Maybe that ends the series. Maybe they go win a game seven.
Yeah.
And we realize that was the turning point for this franchise, and you were at a baseball
Well, they game. Have another round, or actually two rounds, to get to the ultimate chip, and I've seen them make it to the finals. So, yes, it would suck not to be there, but I think I got to go
Well,
Mets
I think it's
Yankees
interesting because if the Celtics... Well, if it's game six, then it's a series. It's just like the Detroit Knicks series. It's game six. It feels like the Knicks should be in control, but it's a series. So it does say some interesting things about the Knicks if they get to game six with the Celtics. And also, Juan Soto could go over, which as he's done a lot this season, and it could be a complete dud.
Yeah.
Dud of a game and mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something that we won't talk about at all. So I think you're right.
Oh, it's Knicks Celtics.
I think you're right.
And look, I got challenged with it once before, May 18th, 2007, and that was my choice. And by the way, the Nets lost. They got eliminated.
Right.
And I was very upset that night.
Right, but the point is, if you're game six, you're in a series.
Yeah, yeah. Either you're forcing a game seven, you're advancing, or your season's over.
All right, I'll go to the Knicks game.
Well, I didn't try to convince you.
I'm glad we convinced you.
I wasn't trying to
He's
convince
not trying
him.
To. I'm glad we convinced you, Tommy.
Well, can you convince
You should
him?
Be at the Nets Knicks
you,
game.
Can you convince him now that I'm probably not going to give my tickets to that game?
Oh, so this is all
so just jacked up.
What was that?
I'll get you tickets, Tommy.
There you go. Teak will take care of you.
I hate you.
Well, I didn't do anything in this
Oh, you didn't do anything?
I asked a
you
great question.
You two perked up like it was prom night when you saw this schedule because you were going to have me twist in the wind with where there is no right answer.
I would tell you right now, I do not like, and I don't think it's good for any of us, to have Knicks Celtics going up against Mets.
Of course not.
I hate that. So I didn't perk up at all.
By the way, I screamed about this when the schedule came out. I'm like, I don't like the Subway Series that weekend because we probably would have a Knicks playoff game.
I get you.
Or it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.